Hey guys.
Welcome back
to Real Talk.
Yeah. Oh, what you said.
I'm Kevin.
I'm Emma.
And welcome to the Real Talk. So, Emma, tell us a little bit about yourself for those lovely people.
Okay, my name's Emma. I am an eighth grader at Calvary Day School. I play volleyball, I cheer, I swim, do a little bit of everything. I have six siblings. This is a pretty standard life.
You do a lot of things better than I do. Yeah. I'm Kevin. I go to Walkertown High School. And, darn it. What's it about to say? Go Wolfpack. I have three brothers, and I live in Winston-Salem, and me and Emma are great friends. I'm like her mentor, big brother. So, basically, heck, what is Real Talk about, Emma?
Okay, so Real Talk is going to be just a spot that you can call your own. We're going to give advice. We're going to share our real life stories with y'all and hopefully help you on this crazy journey called life.
Yes. We need this right now. Really, we need this because of Corona. Oh
yeah.
We gotta stay connected. I cannot stress enough how it is not being able to see my friends.
I feel that.
The only time I can actually do something is if I go to work, and like, it's so boring.
I know. Me, I'm a social butterfly. I like talking a lot. Heads up. So this has been really hard, but me and my family have made it a really, like, really stress to stay close with our other family who are quarantining in different places. It's just a fun bonding experience. Like, take advantage of this time with your family, because when school starts back, everything is going to be crazy again. You're going to be going to your sports practices, being at school 7 hours a day. So really just have fun in this time that you get to have with your family.
Yes, have fun. Live it. Live it up. Do what you got to do.
Make the most of it.
Yeah, I mean, like, since the governors decided to reopen schools, which is all right, just knowing that it's my senior year and I won't be going to school, I'm going to do online school. I don't got time for going in person. Yes, I want to see my friends, but I think for the best for me and my family that we should do online school, because I don't want to risk getting myself or anybody else sick or anything like that.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I can't believe I'm a senior this year. Wow.
How does that feel to say that? That's scary.
I mean, it's scary, but it's a relief. I've been in school for a long, long time through different type of, I don't know how to call it, different type of, the whooping cough, the different stuff. It's like I've been through so many things while being in school, and finally to say I'm about to be out of school, that's one of them things where you're ready for it to happen.
You're old. You're old.
I'm not that old. I'm 17. I'm not that old. But how's eighth grade? How's the eighth grade treating you?
Eighth grade is in middle school, obviously. And to all you middle schoolers out there, middle school can suck sometimes. And it has its ups and downs, just like anything else in life. But I've met some amazing people. I've found volleyball. Like, volleyball is what I'm all about, if y'all don't know me. And Calvary's just great. You make really great bonds with the teachers. And so, I mean, I'm ready to be out of middle school, but I mean, it's not all bad, so it's okay.
No, I don't miss middle school at all. I don't.
Yeah.
Middle school is one of them things where walking in from elementary school, you thought middle school is going to be, you're going to have recess, and you're going to do the same things you did in elementary school that you did in middle school. And then when you get into middle school, it punches you in the chest.
Yes.
The hardest year for middle school, if you are in middle school, is seventh grade. I'm not going to get into why, but seventh grade is the hardest year of your life. If you want to know why, I can tell y'all late in another episode, but for right now, I'm not getting into all of that.
Let me just give y'all some short advice. The best advice I can give about middle school is have fun, get involved, go to basketball games, go to football games, play sports, become part of the drama department, do what you like. And when you hit a bump in the road, just keep going, because middle school is just a little chunk of your time in school, and there's going to be some hard parts, but you'll get through it, I promise.
Now, for anybody going into high school, let me give you some advice about high school. High school, what can I say about high school? High school is make or break, really, make or break. If your parents or friends tell you that once you step into high school, it's not a joke, heed that warning. High school is not a joke. Freshman year, you think it's the same as middle school year. No, your GPA and all this stuff count to when you graduate. Don't be like somebody. I'm not going to give a name. But don't be somebody who thinks freshman year is a joke and gets bad grades and it affects them in the long run. I'm not going to say who, because most likely you already know who. Anywho, get involved in football games. Heck, I can tell you how many football games I've been to out of my whole school year. Every single one of them. I've only missed one. Basketball games, I've missed a couple. Because basketball, me and basketball don't get along. I'm in a hot gym, and no, can't do that. Soccer, I went to one soccer game because it was free. By the way, just make the most. I'll say the hardest grade in high school is 11th. 12th is just that transitioning to get you ready for college or workforce, or if you want to do trades and all that other stuff. But pretty much high school is a good place. Best thing to do is run for student body.
Oh, yes. That's fun.
I was thinking about running for student body this year.
You should have done it.
I mean, I would have if COVID was over and done with, but since COVID is not, and I don't think they're doing it, so yeah, I was going to run for president.
You would have been really good at that.
I know,
Kevin,
right?
Gives great advice, y'all, so just get ready.
Yeah, get ready for my words of wisdom. I figured out where my advice came from.
Where?
Okay, so I was downstairs. I was down in my house just thinking. And I was like, where does my advice come from? And my phone was glitching or acting up or whatever. And went to my Bible thing. And it just, I was barely reading it. I was half asleep anyway. But I heard, or I was probably watching TV. I don't know what I was doing, to be honest. But it was like, things are going to happen in your life. It may hurt you. It may give you wisdom or whatever, but at the end of the day, it's here to make you stronger. I was like, oh snap. I was like, oh okay, thank you God, thank you.
We're gonna make it short and sweet because we're gonna get deeper down into it, yeah, in other episodes, but guys, the Bible has everything.
Yes
it's got you covered.
The Bible is my life. My second life. I'm joking. The Bible's my life. If y'all don't know it already, I'm kind of funny. Or at least I try to be. Even though sometimes I'm not. Or try not to be. But yeah, you're going to get a lot of... People might think it's annoying. People might think it's funny. Guess what? I think it's beautiful.
I have a lot of energy. I try to be funny, but I'm really not as funny as Kevin. But I get hyped and I just bring the energy to the table, so get ready for that. You might not see it right now. I'm really tired. I'm sorry for that. I had volleyball this morning, and then I've just been at the pool all day, so.
And I've been home, just relaxing. So you see how she has an exciting life, and my life is like, oh, she did volleyball and swimming. What did you do, Kevin? Oh, I played video games. I just sat around. watch Netflix.
Well, you need days like that. You need days of rest and just chill.
But you know me. I don't like rest.
I know. It's hard to sit still.
I know. I haven't drank any coffee in a while.
I'm so proud of you.
I know, because me and my 4 cups of coffee. But yeah, heck, what else are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about religion, just advice. We're going to talk about, I'm thinking we could talk about Netflix recommendations.
Oh, yes. It's going to be, like, hardcore advice and stuff, but we're also going to have fun. Y'all can maybe somehow give us, like, topics you want to hear from.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time.
It's going to be something else. I mean, heck, y'all going to be dealing with my crazy self for a while. And then you're going to deal with her mellow self. She's the calm one. She's like, let's make up. This is, I'm just like, I don't care what you say. Da, 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 da. I'm one of them people where I try to be funny and try to be a comedian. And she's the one that just sits there and laughs.
I laugh at everything. It's a problem sometimes, but it's fine.
But yes. What else? Netflix suggestions. Movie suggestions are like, what movies are coming out? Where are you going to go see a movie at? We'll be bringing up scriptures before. I think the best thing to do before this, episode ends is for one of us to read a Bible verse.
Oh, yes.
And then one of us pray. We go back and forth each episode. We're not going to do it on this one because I have to get myself mentally prepared. But yes, I mean, hey, it's one of them things where, like, me and Emma both agree that praying and really digging down in the Bible is, like, an important thing in our lives.
It really is. God walked this earth and he experienced everything we have. And Kevin, yeah, sure, you give good advice, but God speaks to us through the Bible.
Yeah.
And he wants us to talk to him through prayer.
Yeah. I got an idea. I also want to bring other people on here.
Yes, guest speakers.
It's going to be me and Emma. It's me and Emma's podcast. But I do want to bring people from, like, different ministers from Calvary, different, really, like, our friends, her friends, my friends, people that are better than us to talk to y'all and probably make y'all laugh, make y'all enjoy the day, give y'all something to wake up to. We are doing, how many podcasts are we doing in a week? Like two?
Two. Mm-hmm.
Two. All right. This is going to be the first. This one's going to be up tomorrow. Just like I'm letting y'all know. It takes 24 hours. Spotify, I don't know why. The app, the sponsor I'm using for today, does it where it takes 24 hours to go through everything. I don't know why. It's kind of bogus. Because I want it to go up like immediately. But it won't. So, yeah, we got to make this. I'm so thankful that Emma decided to join me in this journey.
I know, like, this is how the conversation went. So Kevin was like, I think I'm going to start a podcast. And then I was like hyping him up. I'm like, yeah, do it. And he's like, okay, I'm starting a podcast. I was like, wait, can I do it with you? And he's like, for sure.
I mean, nobody wanted to, like, literally just sit here and hear one person talk. I mean, I give props to everybody who does a podcast. I love podcasts. I listen to podcasts all the time. Chrisley Confessions. If Todd and Julie Chrisley happen to listen to this, please text me. Please. I would love that. If Good Mythical Morning heard this, Good Ear Business, if Rhett and Link hear this, please text me. Let's do something. Heck, who else? That's pretty much all I listen to. But if they want to text me, Todd and Julie Chrisley from Chrisley Confessions, please go check them out. Or check out Ear Biscuits. I would appreciate it if y'all could text me. Because I am a big fan. All right, so let's do some Netflix suggestions. because
to them?
Yeah, let's give them some Netflix food.
Ooh, okay. Here, I'll start. I'll say, okay, this is really a basic one, but like Riverdale.
Stranger okay, what Things, is up which with Riverdale?
Riverdale is so good.
I've never watched Riverdale.
You
people
need to
are
watch it.
Watch Riverdale, and I'm like, I watched like the little trailer, and I'm like, oh.
Okay, it starts kind of slow, and like the beginning's a little bit boring, but once you get like episode like 12 or so, it's so good.
I'll take that. I'll take that.
Oh, also The Society, so good. There's only one season, and it makes you really mad because it leaves you on a cliffhanger. But I think they're coming out with a new season, so.
That's it?
Yeah, pretty much.
My first hack. I have a lot. I'm giving y'all a list. I'm about to explode y'all's mind with a list of Netflix recommendations. All right, the first one.
You cut out, Kevin.
Let's not say romantic, but if you like the friends that end up dating, end up getting married or whatever, whatever. If you, what's another one that I watch? I'm not big on, are you big on documentaries, Emma?
Not really.
I'm in love with documentaries. So.
Your taste ranges so much.
I would recommend watching David Foster. The David Foster documentary. It shows how he has perfect pitch. I wish I had perfect pitch. I do not have perfect pitch. I sing, but I wish I had perfect pitch like him.
You sound great, Kevin.
I sound amazing, but I wish I had perfect pitch. This dude at like 2 years, 2 or 3 years old, could literally hear a song and tell his mother that it was in a G. I wish I could do that, because if I would do that, my tail would be in Hollywood right now.
Kevin, we should do a collab soon with singing.
We should, yes.
Okay, anyways, back to Netflix, sorry.
Right. David Foster, I like Back to the Future, all them retro, not retro, but old movies. I watch a lot of old movies, like National Treasures. I used to watch Indiana Jones.
Oh, yes, my grandpa watches that.
Indiana Jones is the best. I sound like an old head, but I promise you, I'm 17 years old.
He's a 17-year-old stuck, or wait, no, he's a 80-year-old stuck in a 17-year-old body.
Exactly. What else do I watch? I mean, I just watch a lot of things. I go back to childhood shows, which I love.
He watches Dora. No,
I did not watch Dora. No, I haven't watched Dora. I watch a lot of different kid shows. Like, growing up, like, I can, like, open my computer and watch the Doodlebops or Hip Hop Harry or stuff like that. That gives me joy to watch because it makes me feel like I'm, like, 5 years old again and stuff. I sound really lame for saying that on this podcast, but it's really true.
You're fine.
We
need to tell them about our sponsor.
Yes. Our sponsor, I'll do that in a clip. It's already a clip made. I got to do it for. I already made it.
Okay.
So I'm outside doing this podcast. It's really beautiful outside. I mean,
I'm inside because I have to watch my dogs because my parents left me.
That's every child's dream.
To be left alone with dogs?
I mean, yeah. Not the part about the parents. That's the sad part. That's the first time I've ever heard somebody say that. Oh, I'm. What are you doing? I'm at home because my parents left me. But I have to watch the dog. So, hey, that's the plus side.
I'm sorry. I did not mean to make that sound so depressing. They did not, like, leave me. They just went to do other errands.
They went to do grown folks stuff, all right? They went to do grown folks stuff. Let's take a drink to that. Aha. All right. So, what else are we going to talk about in this podcast? Let's see.
Oh, my mom just got home.
Came out of nowhere.
It might get really loud because my siblings just got here. So, I'm so sorry.
Let's open the floodgates. Whoosh.
Ooh, we'll have to have my siblings come talk sometime.
Oh, yeah. Great. I mean, yay!
You said, oh no.
I said, let's hope they didn't hear that. Anyway, what is going on up the street?
They're having a party.
Do you hear that?
No, I don't.
All right, this podcast is going crazy. Anywho, but yeah, what other stuff do you do besides cheering? The list goes on and on for you. Do you horseback?
I do not. Volleyball takes up a lot of my time. I have practices twice a week. When I'm not doing that, I'm swimming. But yeah, I do volleyball for my school. Then I play for my club. And then I was going to do beach volleyball this year, but Corona came. So maybe next year. But yeah, volleyball is just really time consuming for me.
Let's see what I do. Let's see what sports I do. I can name all my sports on one hand.
Band.
Golf.
Oh, just kidding. I thought you were going to say band. Like, that's a sport.
No, bands. I don't know. Bands. I don't think band's a sport.
I don't think it is, Kev.
I don't know. No, I play golf. I've been playing golf for nine years, I think. Yeah, I think 9 years.
Nice. I'm going to have to start wrapping up because my family just got home.
Yeah, start wrapping up. All right. So, we will see y'all. Let's see. Whenever we upload.
Okay. Thank you so much
for this first episode of Real Talk. I am Kevin.
I'm Emma.
And we'll see y'all. Peace out. Again.